is Billy Bremen, the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast, and we've had with us since Tuesday Elizabeth Pruitt Sloan. Many of us knew her in her ministry as Elizabeth Pruitt, and then her husband went to heaven, and she now has a husband, Roger Sloan.
Mm-hmm.
And Elizabeth's in ministry. She attends a Glorious Church Fellowship in Collinsville, Oklahoma, but her ministry is HIM. That's mm-hmm. one of her ministries. And then
FCM,
Faith Fellowship Christian
Church Ministries. Yeah.
So if you'd like to send her an offering, I think the Lord would just be blessed if you'd do that. I know Elizabeth would be blessed.
Amen.
At Post Office Box 632, mm-hmm. Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, 74013.
That's right.
Now, Elizabeth, we've been attending a meeting here, a School of the Holy Spirit,
right.
taught by Brother Ron Smith and Joe Jordan, who were trained up in the ways of the Spirit under Papa and Mama Goodwin, we call them,
right.
who pastored 28 years in Pasadena, Texas,
mm-hmm.
and who Brother Hagin said their church was the church where the gifts of the Spirit operated better than any other place.
Mm-hmm.
So we've had a wonderful meeting here, and I've asked Elizabeth to come up and talk about those things because the Holy Spirit has been speaking to us. He wants us to have the gifts
That's right.
restored, and then he wants us to have them operate the way they were designed to
yes.
operate. Now, Brother Hagin always taught us we have the nine gifts of the Spirit in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and there are three gifts that are the revelation gifts. And one of those revelation gifts is the discerning of spirits. It's not the gift of suspicion. It's not the gift of you say, well, if that person's good and this one's bad. Discerning means seeing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking across the way over here at Brandon. I'm going to have Brandon come up tomorrow and tell about his. And you can go online. We've got it online on archives when he shares his vision, his open-eyed vision of Jesus. And that came to him by this gift called the discerning of spirits. Now, Elizabeth has had that from time to time operate in her life and ministry. And the one that I want her to tell about today, well, just tell it, Liz. You know
okay.
which it is.
Well, that was 1978. We were outside visiting with some a Rhema couple. Just come. We always had Rhema people to come visit us quite often in Westville, Oklahoma, my first church, and always gave them opportunities to preach. I just saw their gifts and thought it would be good for them to get an opportunity.
And Rhema had only started in 1975.
That's right.
So they're brand new. They've been mm-hmm. to Rhema 1 year, or yeah. they're in Rhema or whatever.
And they want somewhere to preach.
Uh-huh.
And so Brother Lee Morgans, you know, would come, and I'd let him preach. I didn't know he was going to be my pastor, but he always showed up and would pastor me in any church. I had three churches that I started, and he was always there to help me.
Uh-huh.
He always backed me. But this particular day, we were talking about finances, money, or believing for it or something. Of course, Clifford and I needed some. We always do when you first start in the ministry,
oh.
you know, or anytime you're in the ministry. And so anyway, all of a sudden, instead of seeing these people that I'm talking to, they faded out, and these three big, huge angels standing there with wings. Now, their wings were gold, and they had on such gorgeous garments from heaven. I cannot describe those garments. I don't even know of a cloth that you would even see today with one. But those fellas had hair, long hair, just wavy, beautiful, different colors. But they had their back to me, semicircle. And I remember hearing, I missed the first one because I'm tuning out what they were saying. And I heard them say, we're over the wealth of the world. And the last one said, as soon as the body of Christ releases us, we'll go get it for them. Now, the first one, I didn't get to hear it. And so when they stood there and was saying all that, Billy, they had rings on every finger, and they were decked with like an ephod or something. They had these jewels on them. And I'm sure that it was something like what maybe Lucifer used to look
mm-hmm.
like. Only they stayed in heaven,
mm-hmm.
and they didn't fall,
mm-hmm.
and they were the real ones.
Mm-hmm.
So I prayed one night, and I said, Father, I would love for you to give me a rerun on that to see what the first angel said, because I missed it.
Mm-hmm.
And you remember Brother Hagin would talk about sometime he couldn't hear what Jesus was saying, because a demon was in between him and he had to rebuke that spirit and tell it to shut up so he could hear what Jesus was saying. Well, that angel didn't quit talking just because I couldn't hear him, but I heard his voice. But the first one said, "We've come to help the body of Christ." Or no, we are over the wealth of the world. And the first one said, "We've come to help the body of Christ. We are over the," and so the second one said, "You know, we're over the wealth of the world." And the third one said, "And just as soon as they release us, we'll go get it for them." What they were saying was, we've come to help the body of Christ, and we need help. Mm-hmm. And so those discerning of spirits, I was seeing, we're not in this alone.
No.
And Brother Hagin always taught us to pray. When you pray for finances, what you do is you tell the Lord what you want and speak it out and say, "Father, in the name of Jesus, this is how much I need. I want this for such and such, and I thank you for it. Now, Satan, I command the ministering angels to go get it for me." Mm-hmm. "And in Jesus' name, I rebuke the devil, and I command you to get your hands off of it." Mm-hmm. "You can't have my property or God's property." And I'm saying that sort of in a measure of how he taught us. Because I had read different ministries, how they teach on prosperity and everything. And sometimes your head just can't get it. You know, you can't get everything that they know. And so maybe I just could understand. But I remembered Brother Hagin said it's this simple. And I went back.
He learned that, Elizabeth, in a vision.
I know it. And he went back to that, and he taught us that. And I went back and picked up on it. And Billy, I've been using it ever since, and it's working.
Mm-hmm. Brother Hagin used that scripture. Now, and when you have discerning of spirits, it's got to match the Word of God.
It has to.
And so here's what Brother Hagin was told. He needed $4,000, I think it was, to start his ministry in Tulsa.
Right.
And he'd prayed about it.
That's
and
right.
The Lord told him, I can't remember if he came in a vision or not, but he told him, he said, "You stop praying about money the way you've always prayed about it."
That's what he said.
He said, "There's no money up here in heaven. I don't make money up here. If I did, it'd be counterfeit. All money is down there on earth." So he said, "What you do is you claim the amount of money that you need."
Right.
$4,000 he needed. And then you send the ministering spirits to get it. And then you bind the devil, get his hands off of it.
That's what.
Now, here's the scripture that the Lord showed him. It's Hebrews chapter 1. And speaking of the angels in verse 13. Then in verse 14, still talking about the angels. "Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be the heirs of salvation?" And the Lord Jesus taught Brother Hagin. He said, it doesn't say they're to minister to you. They are to minister for you. They're like a waiter or a waitress.
That's
and
right.
You give the order, and then they go and fill the order. And so ever after that, that's how Brother Hagin claimed the money that he needed to obey God.
And it always worked.
And it always worked for him.
Here in the Amplified, it says, "Sent out in the service of God for the assistance of those who are to inherit salvation."
Yeah, the assistance.
And of course, that word salvation is more than I'm born again.
And so you were showed.
I was shown. And it took me all those years. I thought, when is that going to work, Lord? When's that going to work? Instead of me praying about it, like
instead of you doing it.
Yeah. I didn't. It's just like, when is this going to work? I thought it was just going to automatically work. And one day, I was at your meeting, and Chip got up there at several years ago now. And he got up there, was it 2 years ago? He got up there and said, this is the time for the ministering angels to be released to bring our money to us. And I went, there it is. That's what you showed me in 1978. It's taken me all this time.
Yeah, to do it.
To
do it.
But isn't it strange that we just think it's going to automatically fall on us, but it isn't.
See, that's what Brother Hagin always taught us, Liz.
And I knew that.
These things are not going to fall on you like ripe cherries off the tree.
Off the tree, yeah.
Now, Elizabeth, I'm going to tell one more thing because and this is not a really positive thing, but it's a teaching thing.
Okay.
And it was when you were backslidden. You were called to preach as a child.
Yes.
And then you got married really out of the will of God. And you followed after your husband. There was a submission teaching going on in the day.
Right.
And I remember that submission teaching. It said, if your husband goes to the bar, you go to the bar.
Yes.
and you follow him, and that way you're going to win him. Oh, right. It was so wrong, so wrong, so yeah, wrong. But anyway, so you had done that.
Yes.
And you had these two little girls.
Yes.
And you went to an office, you went to a doctor's office for a penicillin shot.
Yes.
Now take it over and tell us what happened.
Okay, well, yeah. Oh, that's going to be 50 years. I'm 72. 50 years ago, November the 22nd, it was on a Thursday. Would you believe I looked at my calendar yesterday? November the 22nd is on a Thursday, 50 years later.
Exactly.
Exactly. I was 22, almost 23, December 13th. Now, here it's coming up, a 50-year anniversary. And here I am, still here.
Praise God.
To
you didn't
obey
die.
God. No, I died and came out of my body.
Tell about that dying.
Okay, but I stood outside my body.
Now, here, let's get it just right.
Okay,
right here.
I got a penicillin shot, and I said to the nurse, "Oh, my God, I'm dying." And I couldn't see. I thought I'd gone blind. And I heard all this noise, just like the biggest siren sound went off in me, and red was started flashing. And I couldn't see her, couldn't see any, but I could see inwardly. I saw my spirit come out of my mouth and stand by my body. And I'm all of a sudden seeing that I'm a spirit. Now, I'd been taught that by Kenneth Hagin. That was before. We used to think our souls were saved,
mm-hmm,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
Till Kenneth Hagin came and taught us we're
spirit,
spirits.
Soul, and body.
Spirit, soul, and body. Well,
what'd your spirit look like?
My spirit looked exactly like me.
Mm-hmm.
Except I didn't have the factors there, male or female,
mm-hmm,
you know. But I'm still a lady.
And you always told me that it was very skinny.
Skinny spirit, didn't have any food much, spiritual food. Now I'm a Christian, mm-hmm, but I'm living a very low life Christian.
Uh-huh.
I'm disappointed all the time, defeated constantly. And I was trying to keep my husband by going to the bar with him, even though I didn't like it.
No, it was the teaching of the day. It was a false teaching.
Yeah, it was, mm-hmm, very false. And so, but anyway, I thought I could win him that way, but I didn't win him
no.
that way. But when I came back in my, oh, I went out into, up, I went straight up to my Pentecostal surprise, Billy.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I thought I would have probably gone to hell, but I went straight up to the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went up, and then I began to curve in a, and I found out light curves.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, I'm up in a tunnel-like thing. And when I'm going, there's lights coming up beside of me. And I didn't
We're
know
We're
going
to have to make this fast, Liz.
Okay.
What did you hear?
I heard God speak to me and say, "Elizabeth, Elizabeth, I can take you out into eternity." And I said, "Oh, God, if you'll let me live, I'll go back and I'll serve you. I'll raise my children to know you."
He told you there was something between you. He and him.
My children.
And he did not mention your ministry.
Mm-mm.
And you looked back down at the car through the roof of the car.
Saw my children.
And saw your two children.
Yes.
And you knew that that's the number one thing you're going
to
be responsible
for.
Was
my children. And
your children.
I did that, and they serve the Lord.
They're serving God today.
They're serving God today.
Praise God. So we would say to you, if you're out there, if you're away from God, come back to him and raise your children to know God or turn to God.
Most important
whoever you are, most important thing. Bless the Lord.
Your children are more important than anything.
Yes. Now we're coming to the end of the week, and we want to say to you, shalom, shalom, Shabbat shalom. Find a good church and go to it and take your children. Be the example to them. We love you. See you next week.